And finally today, what are Catholics saying about the news this week that Pope Benedict will be stepping down at the end of this month? The BBC's Dan Damon spoke to the faithful on the streets of the Eternal City.
My name is Gerhard.
And what's the name of your band?
It's the Musikverein Ruderatshofen. Yeah, it's a Bavarian brass band.
In St. Peter's Square, the thousands of tourists are talking about very little else. Gerhard brought his Catholic Church band to Rome from Bavaria. How important is the church to your band and to your people?
I think it's very important because the Pope is from Germany, from Bavaria, and so it's especially for us to be here.
Catholics from a more liberal tradition like Jose from California say this should be the time for big changes.
We are Latinos and come from strong Catholic traditions.
I think I could believe that. But how important is today's church to people like you in America?
Very interesting, because for me, my focus is on women's issues and poverty and social responsibility. And I believe that the church right now is at a very important juncture to follow the path of Christ, social responsibility, or a hierarchical, bureaucratic approach to world problems. I don't know.
Evening Mass in Trastevere, one of the busiest parts of Rome. None of the handful of worshippers look under pensionable age. The Catholic underpinning of Italian society is still there if you look for it, but these ladies from the congregation are concerned for the next generation. Our parents taught us, they told me. The church is everything for us. We were baptized and confirmed as children. We stayed faithful during our entire lives. The Pope made the right decision, they say. We hope to find a new young Pope. Pope John Paul II was 69, younger and stronger, and he managed very well. The ladies of Trastevere after Mass. But it's a fact that the Catholic Church, with all of its wealth, with all of its presence on the streets of Italian cities, is just not as important and relevant to young people as it is to them. And yet, in the developing world, in Africa, in Latin America, in Asia, the work of the Church in caring for people, their health and their livelihoods, that is important to millions. So getting the balance right between the reputation of the church in the developed and the developing world, that is a big challenge for the next pope.
The BBC's Dan Damon in Rome. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. Robin Young returns tomorrow. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Please join us again here and now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at mathworks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.
I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Join us next time for the news and these stories here and now. Chicago has some of the toughest gun restrictions in the country. So why is it also home to some of the worst gun violence? Plus, money can't buy you love, but it can bring on divorce. That's Public Radio's Daily Digest of News and Culture, Here and Now.